All right. Well, good morning. Good to see everyone today. And if you would, go ahead and turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. And we will be looking at another text before we get to Mark 5. But we'll just hold our finger there and flip to that one, then flip back. So today we're going to start a brand new series of lessons. The series is titled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And it's going to be a six-part series. And today's lesson is titled, Jesus, a Friend of the Addicted. So Jesus is a friend of sinners, and he's the friend of those who are addicted. Ray Hinton was sentenced to Alabama's death row for two murders he never committed back in 1985. On April the 3rd, 2015, he was set free after serving 30 years for murders he never committed. He sat on Alabama's death row just waiting his turn. He was breathing, but basically Ray was a dead man. And there are millions just like him, not in a jail cell, but in a prison nonetheless. Sin has a way of getting its hooks in us and not letting us go. We're familiar with the saying, sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay. And it will cost you more than you're willing to pay. And one of the primary ways that our enemy Satan gets his hooks in us is by getting us to turn away from God for our daily sustenance. And we turn to someone else or something else to take the place of God. And it doesn't work. And so we end, we think that we will find joy and happiness in those things. And over time, we depend on those things more and more and more. And one day we find that we are stuck. We're in a prison cell of our own making. We have this habit we can't shake. Well, sin is addiction. You know that, right? Jesus said in John 8, verse 34, he who commits sin is the slave of sin. And addiction is like jail because it robs you of good days. It robs you of relationships. It robs you of joy. It robs you of hope. You're technically alive, but you're not free. And you may even go to work and hold a job, but you're trapped in an addiction. And you have just come to accept that this is just the way life is going to be for me. I'm stuck here, and there's no way that I'm going to be delivered from this, whatever this might be. Can you imagine how Ray felt when they came to him and opened up his cell after 30 years sitting on death row and said, you are free to go? He never thought he would ever be free. And there are so many just like Ray who are stuck in an addiction thinking there's no way they will ever be free. There are millions of people just like that. Ray said it was his faith that got him through three decades of sitting in a 5x8 cell. On death row, you just get 1 hour out. That's it, a day. 23 lockdown, 1 hour out to work out, take a shower, write a letter or whatever you want to do during that free time. It's not a fun life at all. And addiction, when you think about it, it's really a manifestation of our brokenness. That there's something broken inside of us, and we're always trying to find something to fix it. That's what we're striving to do. Well, maybe you are stuck in some addiction. Very well could be. Maybe you're denying it. Maybe you're in an addiction, but you're just simply aren't accepting the fact that you're in addiction. You know the first step in AA? You have to admit you have a problem, Right? You can't fix it until you admit that I have a problem. Alcohol's a problem, and the only way I can fix it is to admit that it's a problem. There is no other way. Well, maybe you're trying to justify your lifestyle. You just want to justify what you're doing and think that it's okay. God is good with my addiction. Well, whenever we try to fill this God-shaped hole inside of us with something other than God, we get stuck. I don't care who you are. Anytime you try to fill this God-shaped hole inside of you with something other than God, you're going to get stuck. You're going to get stuck in some lifestyle. So hold your finger here in Mark 5, because we're going to flip right to it in a minute, and look at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And I want us to look at two verses, verses 18 and 19. This is Jesus coming to Nazareth to preach. And listen to what he says. Actually, we can just, let's just jump back to 16 and go 16 to 19. Beginning at verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Here it is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and that's what I'm talking about today, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Why did God send Jesus into the world? And the answer is to set the captives free. That's why he came. That's why God sent Jesus into the world. It's clear. That's why he came. Romans 3:23 says we're all captive. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. So let's talk about addiction for just a moment. Because there are so many ways that we can get stuck in life. Some get stuck with crack cocaine. Others with methamphetamine. Others with ecstasy. Others with marijuana. Others with mushrooms. Psilocybin mushrooms, the ones that make you hallucinate and trip. Alcohol, pornography, food, sex, iPhones. That's an addiction, is it not? And a lot of people are addicted to the iPhone. I'm addicted to the iPhone. I have to admit it. That's first step. I can get help. From there, gambling. There are so many ways in life where we're seeking to fill inside of us and we're trying to use everything but God, and it's not working, and we find ourselves stuck. And sometimes we get into things we don't mean to get into, and we get into those things, and that's an addiction that causes a second addiction. What do you mean? I mean, there are those who get caught up in a lifestyle and addiction, and then to cover that up, they take drugs. They drink alcohol because they can't live with themselves doing what they're doing. And so they have to numb themselves. And so you end up in two addictions, an addiction and then some sort of drug so that you can feel good about what you're doing and not feel bad about what you're doing. And so there's so many ways that people get stuck in life. And Jesus came so that we could get unstuck. And so, as we think about addiction, behind every addiction is pain. And if you talk to addicts, you'll know that. Behind addiction is pain. And behind every addiction is shame. And guilt is powerful, but shame is way more powerful. And we look for escapes from our shame, if you will. And because, you know, we feel good doing what we're doing while we're doing it. Whatever that is, we feel good doing. That's why we do it. If didn't like it, we wouldn't do it. And so that's how we get stuck. So this brings us to Mark chapter 5. And we're going to see how Jesus said a woman who had a lot of pain and a lot of shame, and he set her free. And what Jesus did for this woman, he can do for you or a loved one. And so in Mark chapter 5, look at verse 24 and 25. Verse 24. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him. This is Jairus. And then it says in verse 24, the multitude followed him and they thronged him. All right, so verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. And she had spent all that she had and was no better but grew worse. And so here's a woman who had this issue of blood. I take it that her monthly cycle, that somehow that never stopped. It was a continual flow. Now, it wouldn't have been, you know, a loss of life type flow, but nonetheless a flow. And the problem with that is that causes a woman to be unclean. And so you're unclean. You can't be around people. And so you have to stay away from people. So for 12 years, this woman has been isolated. And by the way, a lot of people that go into addiction isolate themselves from other people. That's just one of the things they do. When you see people isolating themselves, pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. That's important. But anyway, so this issue of blood is causing her to be unclean. And you can imagine her shame. People know about this, and she's living with this, and she's tried everything to get better, and it hasn't worked. Verse 26 said she spent everything she had on physicians, and she spent it all. And that's truth. Because if you get into an addiction, you will spend all. That's what addiction does. That's why drugs, people, you know, they have thousands of dollars a day habits. You imagine that? Thousands a day. You think, who on earth could afford that? Well, nobody can. Well, billionaires, millionaires can, but your average Joe can't afford that. And so how do they get that? They steal it. That's how they get it. They steal it. That's why crime is up, because drugs. People are stealing so they can get money to buy their drugs. And this woman spent everything she had on doctors to get well and was no better. The point is that everything she tried didn't work. So she had to live with this pain. She had to live with this shame. And at some point, I don't know, this woman obviously was afraid, I think, to go to Jesus, ashamed of what was going on with her body. But I wonder what it was that caused her to finally reach out. I think it was desperation. Desperation. She's tried everything else. Nothing has worked. And so she garnered enough strength to go to Jesus. Verse 28, 29. For she said, here it is, if I may only touch his clothes, I shall be made well. That's faith. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? So this woman, in desperation, she's tried everything. Nothing has worked. She hears about Jesus. He's a miracle worker. And she's thinking, if I could just get to him, I can touch him and my affliction will go away. And I can be a whole person again. And I can actually associate with people again. Because she's been living in isolation for 12 years of her life. And so she runs to Jesus, touches the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, who touched me? It's interesting. Look at 31. And his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you? And you say, who touched me? What do you mean who touched? Everybody's touching you. I mean, you're being thronged, right? He's in the center and all these people are pushing on Jesus. And so all kinds of people are. But there was one who touched him in a way that none of the others touched him. He was touched in desperation and he was touched in faith. And her faith was rewarded because immediately upon touching Jesus, that blood dried up. She was whole. She was healed. Finally, after 12 years and spent everything, now she's whole. Jesus made her whole. She's no longer stuck. No longer stuck. And by the way, this is the only woman in the Bible, in the New Testament, that Jesus called daughter. That's useless knowledge, but it's interesting. So just something to keep in the back of your mind. It is interesting. He calls her daughter. Now, we understand what it means to be in prison. We understand what it means to feel shame. We understand what it means to experience brokenness. But here's the most important thing I'm going to say to you today. The same power that set this woman free from this issue of blood for 12 years can set you free from your addiction. All you need to do is have the faith to come to Jesus. And so if you're in an addiction and you're desperate for deliverance, come to Jesus. And Jesus will set you free just like he set this woman free from this issue of blood that she battled for 12 years that caused her to be separated from loved ones and friends, and she lived with shame, and now she no longer has to live that way. And you don't have to live that way either. Maybe you're not in addiction. Maybe someone you know is in addiction. I hope you'll point them to Jesus, because Jesus can set them free, because Jesus is the friend of sinners. If you need a friend in Jesus, come today while we sing.